right, let's go ahead and get started. Fucking good. I like that. We haven't heard any of these, so they're as new to us as they are to you. Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord. It's the Grim Articles Show. I got Dead Penetration here. And other than the river about to flood, the river's gonna flood wherever Wilkin County is. We've got Nick Rakita, Minnesota lawyer and YouTuber, facing drug charge. Now, you guys know all about this situation, and we're not going to talk about it much. But what I am going to do, because of this situation, is I'm going to completely forego my drunken rants this week. So I won't be doing any, won't be having a beer or anything like that. Because this involves somebody that I considered very, very big part of my life and what I currently do now. Some of you guys may have found out about me from Drex, who's a very good friend of Nick, and I still have talked to him. You know, he hasn't really talked about this, and that's fine, because I'm sure he's got a lot on his mind. And, you know, what he's going through, I mean, he's not sharing with anybody right now. That's all, you know, personal. That's his business. That's nobody else's business. If you want the best take on all of this, watch the Legal Mindset stream that he did. It was the one he did yesterday. Like he said, he's going back to VTuber news. He's not gonna milk this or anything, and neither are we. We're just gonna talk about it, you know, say what we need to say, and then move on to other things. Because we're not here for grifting and anything like that. We just wanna talk to somebody that we wanna talk about somebody that I really didn't know, but considered a big part of my life. And, you know, a lot of the people that surrounded me and, you know, just considered like a fan base and friends, not just fans, but friends. People that have helped me out a lot, you know. So let's go ahead and just really break all this down. So Minnesota, a Minnesota-based lawyer and online legal analyst, Nick Rakita, is facing a drug charge in Candiyohi County. Now, we'll look at it a little bit more in detail, but for now, let's just go through the main article. Rakita was arrested Thursday along with his wife Kayla and a fellow online personality. Prosecutors filed charges against Rakita and his wife on Friday for second-degree possession, child endangerment, and a gross misdemeanor firearm charge. According to the charges, law enforcement attempted to execute a search warrant on May 23rd at Rakita's home in Spicer and was greeted by a girl at the front door who would not let them inside. Wow. After Rakita refused to provide the door code, law enforcement used a door ram to get inside and found Kayla, Imholte, and four juveniles inside. Law enforcement proceeded to search the master bedroom and bathroom, where they allegedly found a variety of drug paraphernalia, including three small baggies that, again, folks, tested positive for cocaine, eight green tablets that tested positive for ketamine. The ketamine isn't illegal, but cocaine is definitely illegal.
You know, coca leaves aren't necessarily illegal, but just concentrating them in the cocaine is.
Yeah, absolutely. And a digital scale, which would be used for measuring cocaine, and several other items that tested positive for cocaine. There's way too much evidence that he was definitely on coke, charges claim. Authorities also found a Sig Sauer AR with several magazines and loose ammunition underneath the bed, a spent shell casing on the bedroom floor, and located additional firearms and ammunition in the garage, according to court records. That's just guns he had in the garage, honestly.
What was it again?
A Sig Sauer AR with several magazines and loose ammunition underneath the bed, a spent shell casing on the bedroom floor. Interesting.
People bring those back from hunting all
the time. Oh, okay. Like, yeah, he did hunt.
I mean, I carry them every once in a while because you can blow in the end of them. It's like a whistle. Loud.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's like blowing on a jug.
Oh,
you know,
except
it's a little higher pitch because the area you're blowing into is a lot smaller.
And located additional firearms and ammunition in the garage. Okay. Police took Rakita and his wife Kayla into custody, and he told law enforcement that he and his wife stayed in the master bedroom where law enforcement claimed to find most of the drug paraphernalia, but allegedly refused to answer questions about the cocaine, according to court records. Before his arrest, some online users had raised concerns about Rakita's health this week, sharing a clip of him appearing to doze off during a stream. Mm. Law enforcement noted Rakita had several injuries to his arms at the time of his arrest.
It didn't seem like he'd fall asleep on that.
Unless
he got ADHD.
There's a lot of things going on. They described the injuries as sores that are common with controlled substance users, charges said. Rakita, who owns a law firm based in Spicer, saw his online following skyrocket during the pandemic, as he covered cases including Kyle Rittenhouse's trial and Johnny Depp's lawsuit against Amber Heard. He has more than 150,000 followers on Twitter and nearly 450,000 subs on YouTube. Rakita and his wife are to make their first court appearance on Friday morning. Okay, so Rakita has made a statement. He is back at home. They have $50,000 bail, but he is back at home. So let's go ahead and talk about what he has said. He has said, and I quote, about the news. So, hey, obviously a lot has happened. I'm sorry. For legal purposes, it must be reiterated that the sorry is for the disruption and is in no way related to any pending legal matters. So there's probably something that he's not allowed to talk about because of legal purposes.
Well, yeah.
That said, please realize that no one has the full story or picture on anything.
Yep.
It's possible that no one ever will. Nothing reported is accurate, and that's not their fault. I've seen so many supportive messages. Thank you for that. I'll still be doing stuff. I'm home now. Stay tuned for show announcements and stuff here on Locals. Now, I don't know how all this is going to go down, but I am going to say that Nick in 2020 was a very different person from the Nick in 2024. And according to information that Legal Mindset shared, he said that there was a part of he wasn't going to talk too much about it, but some content creators are part of this group that is a support, like a support group. They're worried about him. Said that some of them had knowledge that he had been using for at least 6 months. Now, again, I don't know. That's neither here nor there, but that's just what was indicated. And honestly, it's not even about that. It's the fact that he's really spiraled, because Nick used to be just this really awesome dude to listen to. He would always have he'd have great interviews. I used to listen to a lot of his interviews. He was always, just really good on the, because I've done interviews myself, guys. And he's just really good at doing the live interviews. He was great at that. And, a lot of people, they used to just check out his show because it was, something fun to do at night, you know, maybe have a beer or so. And they always would say, you know, have a beer and all that kind of stuff and enjoy the show. And that's really what I thought it was for the longest time. Like, sure, yeah, he'd have a whiskey and they would do the shots and there would occasional drunk streams, but that was occasional. It was never a thing where they got, you know, completely plastered.
Yeah.
However, as of late, I don't know if it's the cocaine, I don't know if it's just alcoholism in general, but he kind of went off the deep end. There's a video, you guys know the context of that video, where there's some illicit things being stated, and just a version of It Nick that I don't remember seeing. Like, when I look at that video, and then when I look at Nick back in 2020, or back when, you know, Drex was on there, and they were doing the just the amazing content that, like, either they were talking about classic movies, you know, or they were talking about just crazy, dumb shit that people were doing. Like, he was just a really cool kind of guy, you know, and of course, I met Drex through him, and of course, the All Hells Phil came into that, and just, he brought so many people together, right? And he was a good dude, generally, you know? I mean, he wasn't perfect, but, you know, he did have moral sense and values, where he's like, a man dressing up as a woman to entertain a bunch of kids is not cool. Yeah, that's, like, he said, you know, I wouldn't have my kids watch this and that. I wanted to make sure that, you know, they were raised right. And I respected that. And he used to do the Chad Dad streams with Ty. And those were great. I would listen to some of those streams he did with Ty. And Ty's a very godly man. Like, he's by the book old school religion. And again, he did all that stuff with Vic Mignogna and, you know, really, you know, pushing for justice on Johnny Depp, because we all knew that Depp wasn't guilty of any of that crap. And it was Rakita covering that, and with the other lawyers just trying to prove it, right? And there was so many other different things. Some of you guys may know him from the Maddox stuff. I don't know him from that. But, it was said that some of the guys he might have been hanging around with may have facilitated this, but at the end of the day, even if they did enable him, it's still, yes, that doesn't take the accountability away from him. And what I really want to happen here is for Nick to just be real with everyone and say, you know what, I did some really fucked up shit. Like, I mean, honestly,
may not be able to.
Well, I mean, not right now.
Yeah,
but
on.
Eventually, later on, when things get a little, maybe cool down a little bit, and the internet stops making these stupid Sonichu medallion. Oh, it's the medallion. That's, you know, Null started that crap, and it seems to be just like a diversion from what's really going on. And what I see is an addict. You know, of course, I've had a lot of alcoholism in my life. I was not an alcoholic, but my father and my stepfather both were. So I know what an alcoholic is like. And I know, you know, how they can be belligerent and angry. And anybody that tries to help them, like Legal Mindset said, they'll scream at them, right? Because they don't want help. The only person that can help Nick, just as Legal Mindset said, is Nick. You know, I'm taking a lot from him, but he's pretty much said it all. Again, listen to his stream there. It's great. And, I mean, that's all that really needs to be said. It doesn't do any good to kick a man when he's down.
Nope.
Now, I know there's people that maybe didn't like his content, or maybe just like to troll. You can't stop those people. The Kiwi people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, it is what it is there. But I just want to bring, like, a more centered view on all this. And it's like, I want him to get better, right? Because, you know, a lot of... my father went to rehab several times. My stepfather went to rehab several times, too. He still relapsed every now and again. But, you know, because it's hard. It's hard to fight an addiction. It's hard to fight alcoholism and things like that. It's hard to fight any of that. So, what I'm trying to say here, guys, is that this is something that we really need to kind of push for a resolution to. Like, we need to push for Nick getting better. If that means he has to go to rehab and check himself in, then that's fine. Some people looked at the, like, even in the Dragon's Treasure, which are great people. You know, Dragon's Treasure made a great video about how he went kind of downhill. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, he hasn't learned his lesson. He's not admitting to it. Well, you can't admit to it if there's legal stuff involved. You can't talk about it if there's legal. He literally says for legal reasons.
Yeah.
He just paid a $50,000 bond.
Well, especially if they have a jury, because they can't know anything about going in.
Yeah.
Can't be swayed one way or the other.
So you can't explain this to people. You can't say, oh, this is what happened. He said for legal purposes. And people just don't understand that, I guess. And he's like, well, I guess he has to really hit rock bottom. He's just going to continue making content. No, what's going to happen, and what I believe is going to happen, despite the drug charges, I definitely believe he's probably going to get a leniency, but I think he's going to get a leniency only if he takes mandated drug rehab. Like, he's either going to be sent immediately to a drug rehab, which means no more Rakita Law for a while. And then after that...
Well, you don't want to get disbarred over...
Well, no. They said it won't. Legal Mindset said no. The cocaine won't disbar him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just lawyer stuff.
Yeah, he did really say that. He did really say
they're
that.
They're always
talking. But he did say that... No, hold on. I lost my train of thought. All right. But basically, yeah, I think he's going to have to go to a drug rehab, and hopefully that'll clean him up, and that'll be the kick in the ass he needs, right, to go in there and be the original Nick. Like, the Nick that's sober, right? And, you know, Legal Mindset said again, he said, you know, I think Nick can do it. I think Nick can still be entertaining without the booze. I do think he can. Well, I definitely think he can. Nick's a smart guy. You know,
inhibitions maybe, but not, I mean, your wit, mm-hmm. if you're witty.
He's witty.
Yeah, alcohol ain't always going to help that.
Right. And, you know, even Legal said, you know, I'd stream with him again if he would just clean himself up. And that's all we want. We don't want to kick the man while he's down. We don't want to troll and talk about the medallion and any stupid, silly stuff. We just want... You know, the man to be clean. That's what we want. And it takes time. That's not just, you know, oh, next month he's good. No,
well,
it could take
struggle.
It could take the rest of his life to fully be clean and sober. Again, very few people can do what Alice Cooper did. Where Alice Cooper believes that Jesus Christ himself healed him. He said, after I got healed... As an alcoholic,
they were.
You could put alcohol in front of me, and I wouldn't even touch it.
You know, they had. I can't remember the name of the comedian on, but he was on Joe Rogan. He was talking about the Gospels, and you know, he's telling Joe, he's like, "So you believe everything they say about Alexander the Great?" He's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, his biography wasn't written till like over 400 years after his passing. Said, you know, all the books of the Bible are written within 100 years of Jesus' resurrection and all that.
Right.
So there were firsthand accounts. There were people that were there to see it. And then, of course, the second was like, all you have to say is you don't believe in them and you won't be killed. But they had so many people trying to kill them.
Right.
And people, you know, still didn't deny them after that. So that's another reason. Like, you aren't going to die for a lie, you know, to be true. So, I mean, there's always a possibility Jesus did do it.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I believe.
Right. Absolutely. But Yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, it's a sad situation. I know people are laughing about it. Oh, he's a locale for real now. Okay, the man went down hard. But when you get when you fall off the horse, you get back on.
Knocked down.
Yeah.
I get up again.
Yeah. Chumbawamba. And then that damn song starts talking about drinking. So yeah, we're not gonna go through.
Take a whiskey drink.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's pretty much not the situation we want to. That's not what we want to promote. See, in this situation, the alcohol was the problem.
Blame it on that.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that. I mean, again, it's the alcohol that's the problem. If you've got something that is an addictive substance, you need to remove.
Which one's worse, cocaine or?
Well, both of them are bad, and sometimes
they can be.
And
bad
sometimes
on the
alcohol
addiction.
Can. Yeah, one thing can lead to another. We're not saying that's going to happen to everybody, but if you're around different people that may have access to this kind of stuff, you know that cocaine's expensive. Cocaine's very expensive.
Yeah. So I've heard.
Well, I mean, a lot of the people that were doing cocaine, or the biggest ones, were in Hollywood.
Yeah.
The actors, the directors, all those people were doing it, and sometimes it was just to stay awake.
I hate to tell you, you can get it anywhere.
I know that, but I'm just saying that the biggest examples
is Hollywood.
Is Hollywood.
It's so big.
Yeah.
And, businesses in the 80s.
Yeah. Some movies were made just for coke.
You gotta have coke. Can't do a proper movie without coke.
But, yeah, I mean, at any rate, it's a bad situation, and we hope it gets better. And that's really the only thing I want to say on this. We are going to look at the drug charge. And by the way, before that, see this Day of Remembrance kicking off events marking the 4th anniversary of George Floyd's death? This is something the old Nick would have fucking laughed about and made all kinds of, you know, it would be something right now on the show. We're like, oh yeah, the... Can't forget about the patron saint of meth, you know? But because he fell fentanyl.
He had like 3 or 4 times the lethal fentanyl. Dose.
Fentanyl. Sorry, I said meth, but fentanyl. It's been a long day. But anyway, that's something he would laugh about.
No, they're doing a biopic.
I know they are.
Ain't that ridiculous?
It's hilarious.
Just think of his rap sheet. I still see people wearing... the shirt and all that.
Yeah, say his name.
God set 2 gay churches and
a
mural of George Floyd on fire, destroying them within the week or two, I believe.
Okay.
More than a coincidence, I think so.
Okay, so, that's basically... stuff that's going on in Minnesota. But alright guys, so that's all we have to talk about as far as that's concerned. I thought it was going to bring us to the actual charges, but if you guys don't know the charges, you can find them anywhere in the Minnesota court documents or whatever. They're supposedly free to the public, so just read them. But yeah, again, it's a sad situation. We want things to be better, and we're not trying to offer any kind of shade or anything, but we do want to stress that he needs to take accountability for what he did. He needs to take accountability.
Well,
I mean,
to the people he needs to take accountability to.
Well, you know who those people are, right?
What?
His audience.
Yeah, his audience.
His audience, the YouTubers, content creators, his friends, his family, God.
Oh yeah, friends and family is... for sure.
Yeah.
And
they say
up in it too.
They say that there's a rumor that it was his pastor that called. And if that's the case, if his pastor notices he's slipping, then that right there is a wake-up call. Maybe it's time for him to kind of go back into his moral, you know, fiber. Now, a lot of Kiwi Farms was like, oh, well, he's gone degenerate and everything else. And, of course, you know, sure, he got up to degenerate things. And, again, quoting legal mindset. What he does with his wife on his own time is his own business. But he said, I don't think that the chat wanted to hear about that all the time. Mm-hmm. And he started talking a lot more about that kind of stuff. And some people just didn't take to it. They thought he was becoming too much of a degenerate. And I guess he got in with people that are, you know, bigger degenerates. And I'm not talking about, you know, there's two specific ones that were named. We're not talking about Drex here, but we're talking about two other ones that you guys know about. We don't have to, again, they have to do with the very first case he covered. We'll just say that. But yeah, they may have been, again, we don't know the situation, but they may have been enablers. You know, they may have been the bad type of people. Maybe some of the people he was hanging around with on YouTube weren't so great. You know, maybe he needed to do more stuff with Ty Beard. Maybe he needed to go with more people that were moral. And he even mocked all the anime fans and said anime was like, I don't know, he said it was like white power stuff or something. And then I'm talking about what Legal Mindset said. He said it was like white Nazi stuff. And then after that, he said it was for like man children. And Legal and Legal said to him, he said, man, he's like, I watch anime. I like anime. Yeah. I've streamed anime. He's like, I'm not that kind of guy at all. He's like, I don't know where this is coming from. You know, he kind of felt a little hurt about it. Yeah, and it's a bad way, because all he had to do was just not go down that path, but I guess it's hard. I guess it's harder than some people think. And I mean, I know we do degenerate content, but of course we have a line. Again, you know, there's stuff that I've played and you guys have seen me play, and like, and you've seen my literal reactions, like, oh my god, that's horrible, it's terrible, I can't believe I'm looking at this, right? I'm not just like, oh yeah, no, I'm not that kind of person. Like, I've talked to a lot of people on X about, you know, a certain Aerogay that we have played here. And they're like, oh, it's horrible. And I'm like, well, you know, you have to really pace yourself with it. If you're going to play something this crazy, you have to, you know, you can't just go full on. You have to take breaks on it, because it is that crazy and fucked up that you need to. And that's what we did. You know, I didn't want to do a whole fucking week of it, but I wanted to go ahead and get it done. You know when something's so crazy and so fucked up that you just want to hurry up and get it over with? That's why we rushed through that particular game so fast. Because I wanted to get it over with. I figured that if I just sped through it, and some of you guys can even attest to where I'm literally just reading the scenes as fast as possible, and there was one where I didn't even read all of them. I just literally skipped through some stuff because I was getting to the point where it was getting silly and stupid and just too much over-the-top bullshit for me. So, yeah, a lot of people may not have even noticed that because they didn't bother to watch all the videos, and I wouldn't recommend anybody watching all the videos because, again, it's fucked up. But again, when we go through stuff like that, you know, that's a rare occurrence. We are doing Dark Week, first week of June. But what are we doing after Dark Week? We do Light Week, and then we do another week. You know, it's different things. But, you know, I can do Dark Aerogay different ones for a week. But after that, we have to switch it up, because I have to have a palate cleanser. And if something gets too damn crazy, then yeah, I have to have a palate cleanser after that. Because some stuff is just too fucked up. You watch some damn crazy, even if it's faked, you know, these damn little internet videos where you see some. Some of them can be graphic. Some of them can be really graphic. Well
done.
And you're like, dude, like, I need something to wipe away that from my mind, you know, because it's just really fucked up shit. And they'll be like, well, why did you watch in the first place? It's because, you know, I'd already gotten that far in. I'm not just going to stop something if I'm that far into it. You know, And again, I thought the story was very interesting to that one. And of course, we can talk about Euphoria. Euphoria had an interesting story.
I mean,
we didn't even.
I wouldn't recommend kids be watching it.
Well, not the anime. Did you watch the anime?
I'm talking about the HBO.
Not that. I'm talking about the hentai novel.
Oh,
the erogay novel Euphoria, which is way worse than the HBO show.
Yeah, probably.
There's no scat in the HBO show.
Oh, never know. At some point.
No, don't think so.
They're like, we got a top the last couple seasons.
Oh, Lord, don't even. That would be crazy if the HBO show followed the damn hentai. That would be so fucked up. But anyway, yeah, you know there's some crazy ones that we have covered, and I mean, we will cover them every once in a while, but it's not going to be like an all-time thing. Like, we do the Nope Nope Nurses, which really isn't that bad, and we do Gore Screaming Show, which has some really awful ones, but only if you make bad decisions. Like, if you get the bad ending, that's where the real fucked up ones are. A guy was talking to me about it. No, it was a woman. A woman actually has a channel here, on YouTube. She was like, the worst ones are the bad paths. And she told me which ones they were, but I forgot. And she said, if you go through those paths and get the bad endings, you'll see some of the most fucked up shit. And I'm like, I mean, part of me is like, can I handle it? And then I'm like, it's just crazy.
Well, you think about anything else.
I mean,
you
it's fiction.
Much, you're going to numb yourself, too.
Right. Well, I mean, dude, I've already kind of, because after you go through that one I went through, it's like, but see, this, at the same time, I would rather numb myself to the cartoon version of it, because I'll be honest with you, I can't numb myself to the human version. That's something like, I can't, there's movies I can't watch, because they'll be like, oh, well, you can watch, what was it? Serbian film. And I'm like, I don't know if I can watch that. Because I watched some movies and there was one of them was called Neighbors or something. It was about this woman that had a band come over and she slaughtered and killed them all. And it was the most horrible, graphic shit I'd ever seen. And I mean, it started out so normal though. And then I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I can watch anything like this. And
like
of course,
those that you think it's going to be one thing and then
yeah, and then Hostel 1 and 2, I didn't know. That got to be crazy too. Again, when it's real people, even if it's fate, that's too much. But I don't
what
really...
What about Terrorizer?
One of
my buddies, he can't watch it because
that
screwdriver in the face scene and the saw on the girl from groin.
Now, see, those, I did kind of wince on that one scene. I know what you're talking about, the one where she's hanging upside down.
Yeah,
I kind of winced a little bit on that one. That's pretty fucked up. But usually, you know, like a lot of old grindhouse movies and stuff, they do that stuff. But when it looks real, yeah, because there's like Wizard of Gore where it doesn't look all that real. But then you get something like Terrorizer, and you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, it's fucked up. But again, it's not even that. I don't really care about the monster killer movies. Like, that stuff I can kind of handle.
You know
it's there. But what I'm talking about is...
You know, that is kind of a supernatural because he...
Yeah, it is supernatural. It is supernatural.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have any problem with art or any of those movies. I think the guy's, you know, done a great job making horror scary again.
Yeah.
But basically, we're talking about if you're watching, like, fake snuff. Like, stuff like that. That's... I mean, I don't care if it's real or not. I mean, I do care if it's real. If it's real, I don't want to watch it all.
But if you're specifically seeking it out,
yes,
why?
Right. Because there is stuff that I have, like, you know that little iceberg meme?
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's a site called Effed Up Movies where you can find some of this stuff. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, so what actually is this? And they're like, oh, it's a bunch of... It's like, I don't have any desire to watch any of that.
Yeah.
Like, that isn't... Stuff like, that's not going to interest me. Why do I want to see people, so like...
going to give you nightmares.
Yeah, really getting beheaded and all that crazy stuff. Well, I can't...
posting some of that on Instagram.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't do that. That when it gets to that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that.
Like, if a Republican says something, you're going to cancel them, but you'll have active execution on film.
Yeah, see, that kind of stuff, yeah, that's
like,
too much.
You know, the line's been blurred too much at that point.
Yeah, I mean, there is a line. Jason's Kills I can deal with. I don't like the Final Destination movies at all. I can't do those. Those kind of movies I can't stand. And again, like anything of that nature, I mean, when it's a killer movie, like, you know, it's a monster or a killer, I'm not really that worried about it. And some of those old grindhouse films I can handle, that's fine. But one thing I don't fucking get, and maybe this is just because of the generation, like, the anime, oh, they're killing these girls in cartoons. Like, a lot of people said, what do you mean it's cartoons? Like, it's literal.
Well, even if you take the cartoon out of it. Okay, we've watched American Psycho. We've watched this and that.
American Psycho.
Jace. The kill count's not very high on that. John Wick.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a horror.
Yeah.
I mean, the kill count's outrageous.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about people freak. I am talking about people freaking out over cartoon kills.
Well, it's part of the story.
And I don't, and honestly, I don't care what you do with cartoons, because I grew up with Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah.
And they would do some really fucking gruesome kills in that maybe some of you don't even remember because you weren't born yet.
Well, I remember kids, you know, when we were little, parents would be reading about in the newspaper some kid hit his sister or something with the mallet killing her.
Because it's on a cartoon. Yeah, because we would have a lot of cartoons where cartoons hit each other, and it was very violent and very, and again, like I said, Itchy and Scratchy, that was the first time I'd seen really, like, gore in cartoons, and I was like, holy crap, that's nuts.
That from the stories was actually real, you know, did they make it up? Could you go to the court and actually look the file? That's what, you know, because a lot of that, like when they were trying to say video games make you more
right. Like, oh, man. Paladin.
Never have.
Paladin did an amazing video on that. It is the most biased research you could have possibly ever imagined. She did 2 hours of a deep dive on that, reading every fucking case you can possibly imagine. And she came up with... Oh, it'd make you sick. It'd make you sick when you find out exactly how biased it was. Like, the research they were using was so small, it didn't amount to even...
Well, it's control what it is. They control the narrative.
They did.
It was kind of like when MSNBC does the polls. But, I was watching them today, and they're talking about, we need to convict them like the people want. Like, what people? The people that can't afford their groceries every week? All that, because the slow kid at the bottom of his class in college lied about that. Plagiarized many a speech. Called the only black president we've had clean and well-spoken. Like, what would he be otherwise?
Yeah.
Dirty and...
But again, like, I mean, because people really get upset, like...
And I'm not an Obama fan, but still, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, hell, if they had any other white guy saying that to their face, they would be pissed off like a son of a bitch.
So...
I know, that's jumping off topic.
Oh, yeah. But what I was trying to say, is, yeah, I don't get it. Like, if somebody wants to say in the comments, oh, you don't... I'm sorry, I don't have any feelings towards cartoon characters. I don't feel that. I don't... It's not like that for me. It's like...
We've seen many a kid drawing some...
It's not a big deal. It's like, oh, but they're ripping... That's like, okay, it's cartoons. If it's a real human being, yeah, I fucking... That I can't do.
Well,
like,
but you know those monsters in there? Mm-hmm. Those aren't real neither.
Right. And it's like, oh, they're tearing her apart. It's like, is that a real human being?
What? No, that's a werewolf. They couldn't
be. Is that a real human being there? Is any of that a real person that you can find and identify in the world? No, look at the size of the eyes, look at the way the nose is drawn, look at all that. That's not a real fucking person. But it's horrible! Okay, so first of all, a voice actress, she fucking signed a contract. Oh, I'm gonna play the role of this character and make it sound really like I'm being tortured or something. Boom, there we go. And, oh my god, it's horrible, terrible. But then they want her autograph because her performance was good. People don't understand the difference between fucking fiction and real shit.
No, I cannot think of...
People will think because you'll watch, like you'll play a really hardcore game. Oh, you must watch... No, I don't. I play a really hardcore game because I'm used to seeing... In Japanese metal, they have a lot of these disembodied anime girls with blood, guts, and gore because it doesn't fucking matter. And it's supposed to be a reminiscent of the death metal covers that Cannibal Corpse used to do back in the day, like Eaten Back to Life and stuff that was banned in Germany and all, just because of the covers. And again, that was just cartoons. People said, oh, that's gore and vulgar, but now they do it all over the place. All the slam bands and gore bands and death metal bands, they do that kind of stuff. Butchered at Birth, all that. So, again, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just, again, drawings and cartoons. But if you put, like, real people on there and, like, that, I can't deal with that. That's fucking ridiculous. You know, I can't. And again, you know what the... You know what the people that make these records don't do? They don't use real murder shit. There's only been one situation, and that was Mayhem, of course, but... And maybe, like, a few others scattered. But I'm saying most of the death metal bands, most of the black metal bands, most of the hardcore, grindcore, all that, very rarely... Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because sometimes you have some stage ones and you have some real fucked up grindcore records, you know? I haven't looked at every grindcore album. But most of what I have seen is the cartoon, the drawn stuff, you know, that thing. So that's all I gotta say on that situation. And again, I'm used to that. If you're not, I'm sorry. I've been to the death metal stuff. It doesn't mean anything to me. There's no special whatever. They can sing about whatever they fucking want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything to me. You know what means something to me? If the song is good or I agree with the lyrics. And 90% of lyrics I don't fucking even either understand or don't care. I mean, most of the shit that I listen to, it goes in one ear and out. Like, I was listening to a black metal band, and I love the fucking vocals, but I couldn't tell you a word of what was said. I was just like, oh, that's great, but I don't know really what he's saying. I do like the vocalist that will enunciate a little more so you can hear what they're saying through that. Yeah, I mean, because that'll be good, but they don't really do that a lot. I tried to do that with my band, but again, it's different for different people. But again, I mean, as far as my degeneracy goes, yeah, I mean, a lot of people know about everything that I done, like the supposed grooming shit. I guess they'd say, oh, you dated a 17-year-old when you were... Yeah, that's...
I mean, I don't think that...
That doesn't even matter.
Depending on the state, it's just... And it didn't...
Yeah, we didn't even do anything. There was no, never anything like that. It was the, it's
well,
the craziest shit.
Well, that's why they
shit.
Said grooming, because they couldn't get you on...
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's literally, I mean, it. It's the generation that we have now. They're just to that point to where they're like...
They either play the victim or they want to accuse people of making victims.
That's it. That's literally it.
Yeah.
It's stupid bullshit. Okay, so anyway, Wheel of Fortune, we got just 15 minutes. We're going to go through some small articles. Wheel of Fortune contestant offers wild X-rated guess, sending audience into hysterics. Wheel of Fortune contestant. Okay, so here we go. We can talk about this. By the way, this song we're listening to is royalty free, so don't worry about that. I know it's got lyrics in it, but whatever. A Wheel of Fortune contestant shot to internet fame Thursday night thanks to his absurd X-rated guess to a puzzle that sent the audience and viewers into hysterics. In the game show's opening segment, contestants were asked to solve the phrase puzzle as quickly as possible as the letters appeared on board. Parts of the four-word phrase, blank blank, a bunch of blanks, N-T-E blank blank T, were on the board with when a contestant, Tavares, confidently buzzed to solve the puzzle. So, let me go ahead and pause this for a second so we can actually... Yeah, see, that's... Alright, so let's go ahead and listen to what he said.
Dollars, category is phrase, and off we go. Tavares, right in the butt?
No. It'd be R-I-T-E if it was right.
Tavares, he sounded like he might be a little...
I sound a little too confident there.
No, he sounded
a little... This isn't where I get paddled for wrong answers, what?
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Right in the butt. Right. R-I-T-E, because that's what they say Republicans are, but then... It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you listen to what they say a couple days before and what they say now, depending on how everything's going for them, they just change the narrative. They may contradict themselves in the next week and just expect people not to pay attention, which might be the case.
Oh, wow. We'll definitely look at that. Okay, so, South Park brutally takes aim at Lizzo in the End of Obesity Ozempic episode. This just came out today.
I'll be watching that tonight.
Going down to South Park, the latest South Park special called The End of Obesity, now streaming on Paramount Plus, takes aim at the Ozempic craze and brutally targets the singer-rapper Lizzo. The long-running, provocative animated comedy series begins with Eric Cartman in his doctor's office, trying to get Ozempic in order to lose weight, but he can't afford the drug and his insurance won't cover it. In response, the doctor tells him, "I'm going to write you a prescription for Lizzo. She's a really good singer who talks about body positivity, and..."
Make you sick.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty fucking crazy shit. So we're not going to spoil the whole thing, but yeah, it's about Ozempic and... It's funny that they're doing that. They're taking an aim at Lizzo after they took an aim at the wokeness. This is stuff that Nick covered, by the way. Nick and Drex used to talk all the time about this. So that's another thing.
Well, that is one thing. So obvious, like, I mean, you can feel good with yourself, but if that's right. Like... him saying, or someone that was hooked on cocaine, "I'm a positive person on cocaine. I don't need y'all."
Right.
Well, it's
right.
Killing you. But look, I love me, and me loves cocaine.
Yeah, see, that might be the issue. Yeah. And again, we don't
Hers
know for
is,
sure.
I love me, and me loves double baked lasagna, or whatever the hell she's into this week.
All right. So. We've got only just a few articles left, and not much minutes. Three porn stars revealed cheating truth. Not many minutes. I'm trying to go through this. Yeah, and I might not be doing that for much longer. I'll tell you the story later. Three porn stars revealed cheating truth. The popularity of the platform OnlyFans has spawned plenty of conversations about what is and what isn't cheating in 2024. The platform is pretty simple in concept. People can subscribe to see content from creators they like. We know how OnlyFans works. It's not rocket science. Some people create X-rated content that can be quite interactive depending on the creator. You can message, send requests, and even video chat. In some cases, it functions almost like interactive porn.
Because you're asking them for things for...
Yep.
Tipping them.
Yep. And this is where the conversations on cheating get murky. Is that cheating? Well, according to the creators who make the porn, yes. Sharna Bachman, who makes a living by making explicit content on the platform, said she'd consider it cheating if her boyfriend subscribed to someone's OnlyFans account.
So you want everyone else to subscribe to your poison, but you don't want anyone else's poison.
You said it. I think subscribing to OnlyFans account is considered cheating. You are forming a relationship with these creators that from your end you think is real. Only if you're an idiot, she told news.com.au. Beckman said that if you're purchasing explicit videos from a person you're creating a relationship with, you're doing the dirty on your partner. If your partner does not know about it, then I 100% agree that it's classified as cheating, she explained. Ultimately, Beckham said she wouldn't want her boyfriend to do it because the experience is too personal. Why would my boyfriend want to subscribe to another creator's account when he can get that experience with me in real life, she asked.
Why does she want to look at something everyone else has stared at?
Right. If he was to subscribe to someone else's account, I definitely wouldn't be happy and would be confused about why he would want to. I would classify it as cheating, as it would be behind my back. Yeah. Wow. Similarly, X-rated creator Mia Bailey said she considers it cheating if your partner doesn't know you are viewing OnlyFans content. For the men and women who pay for an account, it can be viewed as financial or cyber cheating, she said.
What about posing nude for everyone else while you... I think the pride of whenever I date someone is, even considering further, I'm the only one that gets to see that. You know, according to our agreement, you get married, possibly, yeah. I don't want everyone like, hey, I saw your wife, she's fucking hot. You know, one of her tits droops wildly to the left or something. I mean, just something crazy.
Right.
Like, no, I don't want everybody knowing.
Right.
Same as I would assume they would be pissed if I went out and wiggled my wiener all over town. Like, howdy. Yeah. Might get as much response as some of the girls on OnlyFans, but it'll definitely get a reaction.
Okay. Bailey said it's different from porn. Because it isn't just a visual aid, it's a personal experience. You don't interact with the creators in a porn video, she argued. Bailey wouldn't want her boyfriend to use it because she would see it as cheating in their relationship. So why doesn't he see it as cheating in their relationship?
Anyway, he probably does, but he's too worried to break up with him. The only thing I can think of, you know, despite their I'm going to do what I want, other than that, maybe some of them are good to them to the point they're like, well, I hadn't had any better than this other than the fact that she's showing everyone in town her goods.
Yeah.
Doing random things.
Yep.
Like, I mean, wouldn't want to post a picture of me. I guarantee you, he started saying, okay, we're going to play on fair ground. I'm going to start OnlyFans. I'll take it to Fanfly. Less hacks. And then see how she likes it. See how she reacts. She starts throwing a little shit fit. Like, well then, I guess we've decided if we want to continue this further, maybe we should both get off our accounts.
Right. All right. I believe in being faithful and devoted to your partner, and so does my partner. That's just how we go about our relationship, but we are not judgmental of how other people choose to go about their relationship, she said. Ruby Drew, who also creates X-rated content on the platform, said she's fine with her partner looking at porn, but she draws the line at him subscribing to other women's accounts. Honestly, I'm okay with my partner watching porn, but I wouldn't be comfortable with him subbing to another girl's OnlyFans, she said.
Why, do you know them like you know the porn stars?
She might. A lot of them talk. Maybe. Drew said she'd make an exception if they were watching content together, but otherwise it's a firm no. I think OnlyFans is a much more personalized version of porn. It would make me feel uncomfortable if he was paying money to watch a certain girl, she explained.
Not that personalized. I think unless you ever meet in person, it's not personal enough to be called personalized.
Well, and it says here, Steve Undefined. Unless there's physical contact, daily trips to the health clinic, and being treated for an infection, it's not cheating. If that's the case, then watching adult scenes on Netflix should be considered cheating.
Yeah.
With that logic, the OnlyFans content creator is cheating on her boyfriend by having relationships with her OnlyFans customers. Agreed. It's okay if she does it, but not okay if he does it. I don't follow that logic.
Not for me.
They have zero ground to say what is and what is not cheating.
No.
The first issue of Playboy magazine was released in December of 1953. Same airheads, different year. Just more ink and STDs now. Who really wants to date a girl sharing her kitty on the internet for less than the cost of a Happy Meal? Damn!
And your thing is, you're selling it in bulk.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, come look at me. And like, if you were in the circus and they're like, here's the twat spreader coming to the stage, and everybody's like, oh, get the line tamer out with the whip, and all this shit. No different. It's just another freak show of someone doing something that you won't see as much in public. Unless they're very unattractive and kind of nutty in the head.
It says, don't these girls think they'll ever have kids who wonder why their mom is on the internet using a cucumber to annihilate herself?
They already had a story about that. A kid trying to commit suicide over that. His friends making fun of him over it.
I can't wait for these girls to age out, and who wants that anymore?
Honestly, it could be just as much a form of abuse as beating a kid. Anything that's going to scar him.
Yeah, could be.
Into his grown-up years, or recesses his ability to grow. Yeah, that seems like child abuse to me.
He said, it's only, who cares what trashanoids think? It's only cheating if she swallows, otherwise it's platonic.
Well, she swallows, it ain't going to the baby maker.
This article is another proof that America has very low standards and the women are just substandard as well. Okay, so that's all the time we have for this time. I'm sorry, guys. I am kind of just a little out of it. Had to wake up in pain this morning. That happens with allergies. I have a messed up vessel in my nose that hurts pretty bad because of an accident I had a long time ago with a vehicle. No. I was in a vehicle.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
Oh, that'd be funny, right? Because it's like, my nose is like, do you do cocaine? No, I was in a vehicle and we fishtailed and went into a tree. And when I went in, like when my body was going to go into the steering wheel, because I was driving at the...
Straight up his nose.
Because I was driving at the time, my friend stuck his arm out. So I would hit his hand, hit his arm with my face instead of hitting the steering wheel, which probably would have killed me.
I had to slam on my brakes and did that with my friend's sister. Mm-hmm. I think knocked the brake out of
So anyway, yeah, that's what happened. And it broke my nose and it didn't grow back. And when they grow back, it doesn't grow back all, perfect. So basically, I've got a messed up vessel, and it's going to be really bad. Even the cop, he told me, he said, well, you're just going to have bad allergies for the rest of your life. And that officer said all I needed to know. It was like an angel came down and said, all right, buddy, you did it. Now this is what's going to happen to you. And they're right, because every fucking time now for the past number of years, I've had extreme sinus pains. And they're bad. It was debilitating. Now, sometimes it can be not so bad, but this time it was bad. I had to have heat and ibuprofen, and that was the only fucking thing that killed it. And it's rough. It's really hard. So, yeah, that's, I mean, I lost sleep, so I didn't get as much sleep as I normally did because I was sitting there nursing that thing. And I'm not as awake as I would be. But I'm not exactly, you know, just completely out of it. I mean, as you guys can see. But I'm just not 100%. I'm about 85% today, I guess I could say. I'll probably be maybe 90% tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on the Grim Articles show with more great articles. And if we've got time, I'll do a supplementary, but I've got a lot of stuff to do this next couple of days, especially since we are going to see Furiosa.
Yep.
So
probably have a review on that.
Yeah, well, and we'll get back and we'll do the Chinese game, because a lot of people like that Chinese game. So we need to at least try to do, depending on how long the movie is, do some of that Chinese game. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time. I am out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.